All right, everybody. Well, this is another incredible day. I'm going to go ahead and light the candle of victory here. Today is the best day of my trading career. I said that yesterday when I made $33,000. I'm up $40,377.31. So, feels like deja vu, but now today is the best day of my trading career. $40,000 in one day. Wow. I started this month. My account was at $98,000. I'm going to be over 200,000, or just at 200,000 tomorrow. I don't even really know what to say, but what I will say is that last year, I missed DRYS, GLBS, EC, DCIX. I was in New York City for some meetings on, let's see, what day was that? Let's just scroll back here. It was November 15th last year, which is actually very interesting. Literally a year ago, yesterday, and then that momentum continued today. I don't know what day of the week that was. I don't remember, but yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. But in any case, I missed trading that day. And as I watched DRYS squeeze up from $50 to 60 to 70 to 80 to 90 to 100, I was sitting there in the meeting. I could barely focus because I was like, this is why I don't schedule things during market hours. I schedule things after market hours so I don't miss these types of opportunities, because you don't have these opportunities every single day. In fact, the opportunity that we had last year on DRYS was a once in a year opportunity. The stock went from whatever, $2 to $100 over the course of 3 days. And so over the last year, we've had a couple of good hot streaks. We had some good hot streaks in January, in February for sure. March was okay. Things slowed down through the summer, and then everything picked back up in October. So since October, we have just been seeing incredible strength in the market. And yesterday, it seemed like it peaked with CHFS. Yesterday, the stock CHFS went from a low of $3 and I believe 78 cents per share up to a high of $24.45. So yesterday we had a massive move. Now, it wasn't as big as DRYS, but it was enough to get traders excited. And so because CHFS was so strong, traders who missed it, me included, went to the next stock for an opportunity. So it was LEDS. That was the first one that we saw. Yesterday, LEDS ended up hitting a high from a low of 268 all the way up to a high of 1049, which is incredible. I mean, you don't think that there's stocks going up 300-400% every single day. And typically, we only see these types of moves maybe once a month. And so if you miss it, then you missed it and you got to wait for the next one. But right now we're in this real like hot streak where we're seeing one make a big move, and then we see five or six others, and it's FOMO. It's the fear of missing out, because it's that feeding frenzy. Traders are they see something moving and they want to get a piece, because hey, the last stock that popped up went from $2 to $24. Maybe this one goes from 2 to 12, or even if it goes from 2 to 6, they jump in. And so that's what it really is, a feeding frenzy. And eventually, things will subside the way they always do, and we'll go back into a little bit of a lull, a slow period. And that slow period could last for weeks, it could last for months, but we know that inevitably we will come into another hot streak. And yesterday on CHFS, we don't know what caused this move. I mean, it just all of a sudden hit the scanners. I'm fortunate because I've spent years developing these stock scanners right here, and these are what help me find these opportunities in real time. So today, for instance, you can see my P&L. I'm up $40,377 on the day. 31,000 is from OPHC, just from that one stock. So OPHC, let's look at our scanners here. Scroll down. These are all these scan alerts from this morning. So we'll scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. OPHC, OPHC. Okay, so where was it? It was just shortly after the bell that it first hit the scanners. These are all color-coded for different different formulas that I've written. Let's see. All right, so... All right, OPHC first hit the scanner at $3.68. So $3.68, $3.60. That was when it first hit the scanner. And let's look at OPHC. From a low of 245 all the way up to a high of $14, $13.96. What a move. What an incredible move. Now, I saw people on a low of 270. I saw people on StockTwits and Twitter and stuff. You know, obviously, there were some people that got in it earlier than me. I got in it right under $4. And my average through this move was 490. So I was in like right around here. And I just rode that momentum right up to the top. I actually am kind of impressed. High of day, 1396. Let's look at my best exit on this one. Let's see, OPHC. So there's my P&L again. So there's 1192, 1396 right there. Even though I was only selling 184.92 shares, I actually sold at high of day. I didn't get in at the bottom, but at least I was able to sell some at the top. So, you know, this was just, again, I wouldn't have been, I didn't expect today to be anything special. I came in saying, look, yesterday I made $33,000. I got to scale back today. Even though I could afford to lose 10 grand, I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to treat this like another day. And my very first trade of the morning was on MRDN. And I made $103. It was a small trade, a small win. That was the first one. And then I just kept looking. And next thing you know, we had APHC on the scanners. And so I said, all right, this is the one. I'm going to jump in. And you could just see it. It just went basically straight up. It came back down. I made $22,000 in the first move. And then I added 5,000 shares at, let's see, where was it? 10, I think it was 1037 or something. Let's see, where was this? I added at 953, added back at 953 and 11 and 1120, which gave me, I guess, a 1037 average. So 5,000 shares, and I sold those 5,000 shares up around 12. That added an extra $10,000 of profit to the name, which is crazy. So my first $40,000 day, this is my first $100,000 month. The November 100K challenge was meant to be a team challenge, and of course it still is because everyone on the team is, you know, trading and making their progress. But as it turns out, this is going to be my first $100,000 month, and I would say I needed it. I came into this month up around 200K on the year, and now I'm up 300K. So. You just never know when you're going to get that big boost from two really good days or one really good day. You know, it sometimes comes as a surprise. So I'm going to put the chat room up on screen share. I want you guys to tell me how much you guys made today in the chat room. All right, so how much did you guys make? I already saw Kyle. He made $137,000 today. Jess, $8,500. 12,000, 1,300, 27,000 for Mark, 4,200 for Wilson, Sheriff, 9,600, 27,000. Incredible. Great job, guys. Really, really impressive. I saw John made $10,100. Ivan got on the wrong side. Now, look, I've gotten on the wrong side of these more than once. In fact, I lost 4,600 on KBSF today. It doesn't, you know, it was a big loss, and I'm not super happy about that. But, you know, the reality is when you push it and you're aggressive, you're going to have some red days or some red trades. And so, you know, that one was a little bit of a pullback. But for the most part, you guys are doing really well. And Darren, remember, you don't want to be a follower. You want to learn to take the entry because you understand the setup. But feel free to email me and I can go over your trades and look at where you got in, what you did right, what you did wrong. I've been doing this for 7 years. It took me 7 years to have a $100,000 month. And so if you think about the you know, the kind of trajectory of a trader, there's the, you know, the plan, which is, okay, I'm going to start trading and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to train for whatever, 2-3 months. I'm going to learn, take some classes, then start trading with real money and just start increasing my share size. And what you don't see when you look at this big scale, this sort of big picture, are those really big dips. The worst day I ever had was a $30,000 losing day, losing 30 grand in one day. And I mean, that was very painful for me. So, you know, I had to have those big red days before I got to where I'm at now. Even, you know, just big red months where I had these big dips before I finally got onto a smooth, you know, upward trajectory. My hope for you guys is that we can maybe cut that learning curve in half. So instead of being 7 years until you have your first $100,000 month, or your first $40,000 day, and maybe we can make it 3 years, right? There's still a learning curve. You guys aren't gonna, you know, graduate from the Warrior Pro class and be making, you know, $30,000-$40,000 in a single day. So, I mean, some of you might, but statistically, that's probably not what's gonna happen. It's gonna take you time. But John, he just had a $10,000 day. He's doing really, really well. He's been at it for a couple years. You know, that's much better than I was doing 2 years in, right? So his learning curve has been sped up by quite a lot. And that's my goal for you, that these big milestones that I had in my career, that we can compress those into like a 12 to 18 month period. You know, for all of you guys that are part of the Warrior Pro class, you know, it's a 90-day course, but I know that those of you who are going to do the best are going to be continuing to work at it for probably, you know, the first 90 days, the first 3 months, and then into month 4 and month 5, that's around when you transition to real money. You know, months 5 and 6, you're kind of refining, tweaking your strategy, responding to, you know, your winners and your losers, making adjustments between months 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, you know, trying to get better and better. And then you enter year 2 with some confidence, a strategy, and from there it's, you know, hopefully smooth sailing. So I really, you know, want you guys to think of this as a, you know, that you're going to focus at least, you know, 3 to 6 months, but really a year on becoming a trader. This is an amazing career. I mean, I absolutely love it. It's so much fun. And every day is different. You know, today I thought this might just be another, you know, $2,000-$3,000 day, small gains, and I'd be totally fine with that. Boom, 40 grand. You just never know, you know, when you're going to have these big, big opportunities. So, you know, big congratulations to all of you guys in the chat room who nailed it today. And I know you guys would have nailed it even if I was in meetings today in New York, or I was whatever, out sick, because you guys are learning the strategy. You know, John, he doesn't need me to say when I'm getting into trades or whatever. He understands the strategy and he's using the same tools. So, you know, going back and looking at these tools here, you know, the Hyadeh Momentum Scanner, if I didn't have this scanner, this is my absolute most valuable tool. It's the MVP. If I didn't have this, I wouldn't be able to find that needle in the haystack every single day. You know, people say, well, how are you going to make money day trading? There's 5,000 different stocks you could choose from. And you know, sure, that's true, but there's really only a handful each day that are worth trading, that are actually going to be in play. So finding those would be difficult unless you have a system. And so that's what we created. We created a system of, okay, well, what are the characteristics of stocks that could go from $4 to $14? All right, now we know the criteria, the characteristics, and we scan for those. And these are scanning the entire market at every moment of the day. And as soon as it sees something that fits my criteria, boom, it pops up with an audio alert. Now, it's my job to look at it and make the decision of, do I want to buy it? Because I can't automate this to a black box algorithm, you know, just to trade it on its own, because it'll take, not all of these are suitable. We have to do our due diligence. We have to look at it, ask ourselves, is this really a good stock? And what kind of market are we in today? Are we in a market where we're seeing stocks going from $4 to $8? Because I'm going to be much more aggressive on those days. If we're in a market where we're seeing stocks popping up and immediately getting slammed back down, I'm going to, you know, scale back. So we've got to be able to taper our risk. And this is what we talk about. You know, being able to put the pedal to the metal when things are hot, and then at the same time, seek shelter from the storm when things are choppy. My worst day this year is a $15,000 red day. My worst month this year is a $4,000 red month. And obviously, it's disappointing to come in and trade every single day for a whole month only to close red. But being down $4,000 is a very small drawdown relative to, you know, what I do in an up month, a green month. So best month of the year before today was February, $70,000. And now it's going to be November with over $100,000. I mean, we still have 2 weeks left in the month. So, I suppose I could have a big loss. Hopefully I won't, but hopefully I'll just be able to add a little bit more profit and tomorrow just try to come back into this market, centered, focused, take that breath before the bell rings and not think, oh, well, I've got $80,000 I can afford to lose. No, I'm going to start tomorrow the same as I started today, looking for one trade. Doing my pre-market routine, sleeping well, eating well, exercising, sitting down, putting together my watch list of 2 to 3 stocks, 4 max, and then by the time the bell rings, I'm going to be ready to take a trade. So, I'm going to walk you guys through it tomorrow and just like every other day, this year and for the years to come. And, we just keep doing our thing. I would say be grateful for the opportunities that we're seeing right now. And even if you're a trader who didn't fully capitalize on this opportunity, it was Kyle. He made $127,000 or $130,000. Even if you didn't capitalize on this opportunity today, for whatever reason, you're a new trader, you're paper trading, that's fine. These opportunities will come again. This isn't going to be the only time we see a stock go from, $4 to $14. I can flip through, just so you guys see about at least a dozen charts. So here we've got first one, OPHC. That was today. Also today we had Kone, KONE. So let's just look. And Kone, 2 days ago had another really big move. Look at this one here. All right, see that? This hit a high of $8. This was, just a couple days ago. So, this one likes to put in these kind of big squeezes. What's another one? We've got, obviously, DRYS. We've got HMNY. This one just recently went from $4 up to $38. It took about 2 weeks, but, really big move there. We have CHFS, of course, yesterday. That was a big mover from $2 or $4 up to $24. KBSF, we've traded this one several times. Here's 2 days ago or 3 days ago from $2 to $15. So I want you guys to understand that these opportunities will come again and again. Your job right now is to keep practicing, keep refining your strategy. So the next time one of these comes around, you're going to be able to capitalize on it just a little bit better than you did today. And that's the same for me. Here's DCIX from $1.56 up to $28 over the course of 3 days. We'll see these again and again and again. And the awesome thing is that the strategies that you guys are learning, if you really want to apply them to cryptocurrency, you can. If you want to apply them to Forex or futures. You certainly can. These patterns are universal patterns, the entries and everything like that. These are, it's a universal language in financial markets. The bull flags, the flat top breakouts, the pullback setups, the 1 minute micro pullbacks. You'll see these across all exchanges and all different financial instruments. We just happen to apply them to the U.S. stock market, and specifically the small cap sector of the market, because that's where we see the most dramatic moves. But, you know, to each their own. Some of you guys prefer trading the higher priced stocks like Netflix, Chipotle, Tesla, and that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with that. You can totally apply these strategies to those stocks. You're just not going to see a lot of 400% movers in the large cap sector. That's the only thing. But it doesn't mean you can't be very profitable and very successful long term. So anyways, I want to say that for those of you that feel a little bummed out that you didn't make as much as you could have today or whatever, don't worry about it. Tomorrow's a new day. Just keep working on improving your strategy, becoming a little better, and we'll see where you are 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now. I guarantee you a year from now, you're going to be a better trader than you are today. It's just, you got to keep practicing, and you've got to train your eye to see these setups, and then, sort of train the emotions to jump in when you see the opportunities. Because even for me, I have sort of chronically sold big moves too soon. I could have made a lot more on all of the trades today, really, if I held them longer. But you know what? I'm green on the day. I'm up 40 grand. And it's the best day of my career. So victory candle, she burned strong today. And I'll just be very grateful for this fantastic day in the market. All right, everybody. So again, congratulations to you guys who did so well today. Give yourselves a big pat on the back. I'm really proud of all of you guys and just so impressed. And we'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. We'll finish up the week, hopefully with a couple of good trades. I'm not going to try to have another $40,000 day. I'll just take it one trade at a time. Daily goal tomorrow, $1,000. Back to, my regular daily goal. Hey, if the market's strong, then, maybe something more will come of it. But I can't be swinging for the fences. That's not how I've built my career. It's not swinging for home runs. It's going for base hits. Base hit one, base hit two, base hit three. And next thing you know, those can stack up to some big days, especially when we're in this type of market. I'll tell you, though, that traders who swing for the fences are the ones on days like today who obviously are going to destroy it. I mean, you'll have, if you look on Twitter, stock twits, whatever, you're going to see a lot of traders who made six figures today on stocks like OPHC. Kyle, he's up over 100 grand. He's not the only one. But for me, I'm not good at swinging for the fences. It changes my mentality. I'd rather go for the base hit, get some profit, and then, take it from there. All right. So anyways, I'll see you all first thing tomorrow morning. Hope you guys have a great afternoon. And don't overtrade. If you're still looking for opportunities, just make sure you remember, scale it down and, reduce the risk because we're getting past the hot period of time. All right. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.